You're listening to the Ben Uyama Podcast, where we talk about personal growth for men, becoming godly men, and my personal favorite, mastering our sex drive. I'm also married, and my professional line of work has been consulting men with sexual addiction for many years now. So let's get started.
What's good, brother? If you watch porn every single day, there are five things that inevitably will happen in your life. There was a point in my life with my own addiction that I was watching porn every day, and I required it just to function, just to fall asleep. I couldn't sleep without it. It was part of my daily routine, actually. And what started to happen are these five things, all right? Number one is that you will develop erectile dysfunction. You will. This is a linear one-to-one biological fact that if you overstimulate yourself, not just your brain, but physically overstimulate your penis every day through gripping it and masturbating, and the nature of porn itself is that it develops in severity and we become numb to the things that we're watching and desensitized to it. So naturally, you become desensitized to your physical reaction to sexual content or sexual things. So you will develop ED over time. Number two is that you will be desensitized in your brain. Your sexualized, over-sexualized brain will become desensitized. Because of the nature of porn and addiction, you need every single day a different form of novel content, novel porn, just to be aroused by it. And pair that with masturbating to that. That's where the ED comes in. And now you're at a point where you are not even aroused by anything that you used to be aroused by. You're not aroused by anything without going to the most egregious, hardcore, gratuitous stuff that you can find online. Number three, what will happen is that you will numb your conscience. When you first started your porn and masturbation habit, think back to the first early days. Yes, it felt good, temporarily, short term, but over just a few weeks, after the first instances of doing it, after you did the deed, how did you feel? Think about it. Chances are, if you're like most men, the feeling of directly after masturbating is a feeling of guilt, remorse. I can't believe I just did that. Like, this is not what my sex drive is meant for. This is not healthy. This is not something that I want to continue. But you continue to do it. Why? Because it's addictive, right? And over time, over the years, you've become more and more desensitized to the guilt and the remorse to the point where you can watch porn, masturbate, and not even feel a thing. Get up, go to work, play with the kids, go to school, have conversation with the parent, with the sibling, nothing. Because naturally over time, you start to justify the behavior. It becomes easier and easier to justify it. And with that becomes a numbing of the conscience. Because you've doused yourself with more shadows. There's only one way to get rid of the shadow. Actually, there are two ways to get rid of a shadow in your life. One way is to shed light on a shadow, right? The other way is to cover the shadow with more shadows. And so that is what you've done if you decide to watch porn and masturbate every day, is that you've covered your shadows with more shadows to the point where you don't even know that they're are shadows, because everything is a shadow. Kind of like this gloomy day today, right? Number four thing that's going to happen to you if you watch porn every day is you're going to have low emotional intelligence. Why do I say this? Because the fundamental primary reason why you go to porn masturbation many times is because you're trying to deal with unsettled, difficult emotions. And what happens is if you continually every day live in a perpetual state of numbing your emotions. When you're stressed, porn. When you're bored, porn. Lonely, porn. Anxious, porn. Is that you don't know how to feel emotions because you're continually high. Like, it's literally a drug in the sense that you are numbing yourself. And what will happen is that you won't even know how to identify your emotions. You won't even know when you are being stressed. You won't even know when you are being bored. You won't know when you're lonely because you've always soothed yourself with some form of escapism behavior. Number five thing that will affect your life is that you will never have a fulfilling relationship if you keep porn in your life. If you watch porn every day, you will never have a fulfilling relationship. Why? Because a relationship, a healthy, caveat, relationship, a healthy relationship requires that two people are able to be selfless to each other, to give to each other. And it is physically, literally impossible to be selfless and give your sexual drive and your sexual energy to your partner, to your spouse, if you're giving it to yourself. You literally have nothing left. You have no juice to give them. You cannot give anything to your wife. You'll be exhausted. I've tried this, trust me. You'll have nothing to give. And therefore, the reciprocal relationship, the reciprocity that is required for a healthy marriage and relationship will not exist, because you will be reserving everything for yourself and for your own self-satisfaction. And you will never be able to satisfy a woman, because you won't be interested, because you will have erectile dysfunction. You will be desensitized in your brain, because you won't even be attracted to a woman or turned on by a woman. Your conscience will be numb, so you will be able to watch porn, masturbate, and sleep in the same bed as a woman. And you have low emotional intelligence, and that is why you will never succeed in marriage and relationships. Is there hope? No, just kidding. Yes, there is hope. There is absolutely hope. How do I know this? I've been through it. I've seen the other side. Not only that, I have seen it with countless other men. Enough men for me to say with 100% conviction that anybody can bounce back from this. Anybody can do it. And it's actually not as complicated as people think. And I'll say it again. Quitting porn only takes one day. Recovery takes time. Healing takes time. Learning how to deal with our emotions takes time. But you don't need to keep porn in your life in order to recover and heal. Quitting porn is instantaneous. Recovery takes time. Anyone who has ever quit porn, ever in all of history, at some point they just stopped doing it, and that was the last time that they ever did it. So why can't that be you? So the better question is not what'll happen if I watch porn every day. Is it okay to watch porn every day? Terrible question, because you're essentially trying to justify walking the line of a porn addiction, which is a severe addiction, while getting away with it. The more important question that you should ask is this the man that you want to be? Do you want to be a man that has this dependency, debilitating dependency in your life, just to live your life? And I promise you that to some extent, these five things have already taken place in your life to some degree. They've already started. And it's not too late to bounce back. For every affliction, there is redemption. A bunch of my videos on this channel are just about porn addiction. Check those out. I recommend that. And I'll see you guys in the next video.
Hey, if you guys are getting a lot from this podcast, you will probably like my totally free 30-day program. It's at benuyama.com. It's been really helpful for a lot of people. I decided to just give it out for free to you guys to be as helpful to as many people as possible. And I just want people to feel loved and to feel God and transform people's lives. So that program is free for you guys for 30 days. Go to benuyama.com and you will probably really, really benefit from it. So, all right, back to the show.